The WA suburbs on the rise, a new search for Madeleine McCann begins, and the Eagles looking for a new CEO. It's Tuesday, the 23rd of May.
The West Live with Matt Tinney and Ben O'Shea.
G'day, Matty.
G'day, mate. Happy Taco Tuesday to all who celebrate.
Yes, yes, which is many, many families around Western Australia. Let's talk about this crash in Henley Brook, a head-on, two cars sent to the wreckers. Not the sort of thing that you like to see at all.
No, two people have escaped serious injury after this head-on collision in Henley Brook in our eastern suburbs. A Holden Commodore collided with a Daihatsu panel van, which was towing a trailer, which was loaded. This all happened on Ngarra Road just after 8 last night. One person had to be extracted from their vehicle by the Department of Fire and Emergency Services. The drivers, aged 18 and 25, were taken to Royal Perth Hospital this morning. They're both stable.
Yeah, which is just fantastic news.
Because you look at the images,
oh my gosh, I'm amazed that anybody was able to survive that. Now, property is a hot topic in Perth. It always is. And we love to hear stories about suburbs that are doing well. And it seems that there's a bunch of suburbs in the metro area that are leading the nation when it comes to potential growth over the next couple of years.
Yes. Now, I know you are an ambassador for Armidale, and it is one of the ones on the list of 15 suburbs in WA.
Not surprised at
all. Tip to rise. Yeah. But everyone is talking about Gosnells, the front page of the West today. Gosnells are go-go because it's predicted to be one of the top suburbs to experience a steep property price rise next year. So get in quick. Although, a bit like the Reserve Bank governor, I don't want to give too much advice when it comes to property because it can all go downhill.
Yeah.
So this is according to a national group of property experts. So Gosnells joins a list of 15 suburbs in Perth and Peel expected to score a price lift. How's this? Almost a third of the 50 suburbs forecast to have the highest price growth in Australia next year are right here in WA. Almost
amazing,
a
right?
third. That's according to this list compiled by Smart Property Investment. So you can read the full list of suburbs in the West Australia.
Find out if your suburb is on
the list. Go find out if you're sitting on a gold mine.
I love that. Only one state in Australia had more suburbs on the list than WA, Queensland. They had 18.
Ah. Isn't it interesting? Because there are a few synergies between Queensland and WA.
And look, I think to be
mining,
fair,
we have reefs.
I think to be fair, part of the driving force behind this data was how cheap suburbs were. And so places like New South Wales where, you know, it's the prices are getting a lot closer to being maxed out, there wasn't a lot of value to be had. Whereas I think if you're looking at some of the suburbs, like you mentioned, Gosnells, Armidale, Kalamunda, Orillia,
Port Kennedy. Oh, don't give them all away.
Wellard. There's a few in there.
There are.
And they're not the most expensive suburbs in Perth. You could probably pick up a decent sort of three-bedroom home for, who knows, about $450,000 maybe.
Well, I suppose that's the thing. It's a good thing if you're a first home buyer. You know, lots of people want to live close to the city, but if you talk to people, you know, years gone by, they started on the outer suburbs and worked their way in, and this is a really good way to do it if this goes right. Yes.
Totally. Like if it all works out, you could be sitting on a nice little moneymaker.
Go and buy a house in Gosnells, flip it,
exactly.
Sell it.
Exactly.
Done.
Maybe we should do it. We should team up.
Yeah.
You just need to make some money first.
Yeah.
But it's not all good news in the property market. The rental crisis is just unfolding in a way that I think no one really expected. New data has revealed that things are getting worse. Less than 4% of houses advertised for lease across Perth cost less than $400 a week. So only less than 4%. So to put that in perspective, even a year ago, 19.5% of properties were cheaper than $400 a week.
Yeah.
And then you go back to 2020 in the early days of the pandemic, 54% were under $400.
Unbelievable. I've been talking to some mates at the gym who are in the rental market, talking about rents being $750, $800 for sort of 2-3-bedroom apartments.
Yeah, crazy.
It's nuts.
Yeah. Well, at the other end of town, things are not so bad. And we got a great example of that annual telethon lunch at Lewin Estate. So this is where some of the top leaders and business people in Western Australia get together. They have some lovely Lewin Estate wine, some delicious food. And most importantly, they give generously to telethon and got a record total on the weekend.
$5 million.
Wow.
to Telethon 2023 from the annual lunch at the Lewin Estate down in Margaret River. Beautiful lunch from what I hear.
We weren't invited. We didn't have enough money. Our pockets aren't deep enough.
We're not deep enough to be invited. But I'm glad the people who were invited because they did open up their wallets and their pockets. They're probably earning interest on their bank accounts now that the interest rates have gone up as well. So it's working well for them. The good part about it is that they can purchase equipment. It's something they can touch.
Yeah, tangible.
And so that equipment is then used to help kids here in WA, around Australia and around the world as well. So it's a marvellous effort. Lots of donors in there. They were on 7 News last night, Sunrise this morning.
So who's who?
You know, exactly. And you can see people are genuinely touched. I was watching in the story last night, Rhonda Wiley, and you can see, like, it's not just let's go and have a drink, have a lunch, have a good time. And I'm sure Rhonda likes a good time, but it's also about helping the kids and putting your money towards something that makes a real difference for people who don't have the
money. Absolutely. Yeah. And do you want to know some of the items that were up for auction?
Yes.
So, there was some fierce bidding for some of this stuff. A private dinner for 10 at Government House, hosted by Governor Chris Dawson. That's a nice
one.
That'd
be fun.
A chance to attend the AFL Grand Final. You think some of these people could buy their own tickets. And a four-course dinner at Fraser's Restaurant with Mark McGowan. That's a money-can't-buy experience.
That actually, I said that the 10-person dinner at Government House would be fun. I think the four-course dinner with Mark McGowan would be fantastic, right? Yes.
One of the marquee auction items was a $220,000 Audi e-tron GT. So that's an electric sports car from Audi.
Audi donated that?
Yeah, they donated it. How amazing is that? And do you know who won that at auction?
Who won it?
Our boss, Kerry Stokes, and his wife, Christine.
Oh, is that what the... That's that vehicle parked downstairs. Yeah,
yeah. What a ripper.
So that was from a raffle, was it?
Oh, this is the auction.
Oh, that was from the auction.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So good on him. Must have been some room
in the garage.
Yeah, that's right. Raising a fortune. And now this is a fascinating story that's breaking in Europe at the moment. So police are investigating the disappearance of Maddie McCann, but they're going to carry out a search at a reservoir in Portugal. And this particular reservoir, the Arade Dam, is set to begin today, 50 kilometres from where the toddler went missing in 2007 in Praia da Luz. And so they've got a suspect, Christian Bruckner, a 45-year-old, who has been made a formal suspect or an aguido by Portuguese prosecutors last year. No charges as of yet, but this was an area where he was known to have frequented at the time of Maddie's disappearance. The reservoir is about a mile long. It's been sealed off by police. And so this search is expected to take a couple of days. They've erected those blue tents that they use to like have close-up searches of the area, protect them from the weather, closed off roads. About 20 police officers have been assigned to it. I guess we're just going to have to wait and see what comes of it.
Yeah, it's a fascinating development. You've got a feel for Maddie's parents. This case, there has been so many twists, turns. Yep. Most recently there was the woman who came forward on Dr. Phil claiming to be Madeleine McCann. Yeah. You've just got to really feel for them. Obviously, they've received a tip-off that's made it worthwhile enough for them to put resources
after
and
so many
search.
Years,
yeah, you know, I know.
It's amazing. Cold case investigations are just incredible, really. Now, have you ever heard of the human climate niche?
No, what's that?
So most people live in places where the annual mean temperature like hovers between 13 degrees and 25 degrees Celsius, right? That's kind of like the Goldilocks zone.
Is that, you know, are we in the Goldilocks zone here?
In Perth, I think on average, we're in that zone.
We're in the upper end of the zone.
It gets a bit colder in winter than 13 degrees. It gets a bit hotter than 25 degrees in summer.
Yeah, but
probably in that zone, right? So if you're outside that zone, it's either too hot or too cold or too dry, and it's associated with higher death rates, lower food production, lower economic growth. So that's the sweet spot, the climate niche. Well, a new study has found man-made global warming will drive billions of people, maybe as many as 2 billion people, out of the human climate niche in which humanity has flourished for millennia, exposing them to unprecedented temperatures and extreme weather. Could see up to a billion people leaving where they live right now and migrating to cooler climates, places like Nigeria and India in particular. India is already dealing with deadly extreme heat waves. But can you imagine that? Like a, people movement of 1 billion people going, oh, it's too cold here. It's too hot.
Mate.
Let's get out of here. Which is going to put immense pressure on different regions in the world to how they deal with that sort of a huge movement of people. No one really knows. That's the problem. If we don't get on top of it, even, you know, sort of we get to that 2.7 degrees threshold, 600 million people in India might have to move.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because when we think of migration, we associate it with wars and people fleeing those sorts of situations or persecution, not fleeing the weather.
Yeah, indeed. Sport. And talking about it getting too hot, the seat under Trevor Nisbet is getting scorchingly hot. And a word is, from the West Australian, Nizzy could be hitting the road.
Yes. Gonski as of the end of next year. The word from the West Australian is that the board will not renew his contract. But the chairman spoke with Seven News last night and wouldn't be drawn on the future of the CEO. Obviously, there's a lot of talk with the Eagles crisis at the moment, but the chairman has backed coach Adam Simpson and saying that the club needs to get the strategy right when it comes to player health and their list, which you've been banging on about.
Yeah. Well, they got some problems.
They need to get you in there.
They got some big problems. Mm. But also the development of the younger players coming through, right? Like, there obviously is such a huge drop-off between, you know, their top 22 and those fringe players that when those fringe players come in, they're losing by 100 points to the worst teams in the competition. That's not right.
But contrast this, Adam Simpson being backed by the chairman, the CEO of the Eagles, and then you've got Damien Hardwick, who's got premierships galore.
Three premierships with Richmond.
Yeah, who's gone, I'm burnt out, I'm out of here.
Yeah, and so that's going to be fascinating as well, right? So with Damien Hardwick leaving Richmond, it creates an interesting sort of game of musical chairs, right? Because Port Adelaide's Ken Hinckley is out of contract at the end of this season, and we know Simo at West Coast has got a bit of a horror run. Stewie Jew at the Gold Coast maybe under a bit of pressure as well. Could we see a mass migration of AFL coaches?
It only takes one space to be vacated, and off they go.
As dominoes start falling.
The Wild West.
A bizarre story out of Chinese social media has emerged this week. So
it's not a panda one.
No. This is so weird. So a Chinese live streamer who had tens of thousands of followers on the social media platform Douyin, which is China's version of TikTok, short video platform, right?
Isn't TikTok from China?
They don't allow people in China to access TikTok. Do you think that's not suspicious that they're happy for us in the West to do it anyway? So they've got. I'm not sure if Douyin is any better, to be honest with you. So this particular user, his name was Brother 3000. He drank at least seven bottles of Baijiu, which is like a spirit that's 60% proof, during a live stream last Tuesday.
That's just like drinking like seven bottles of vodka.
Basically.
Well, that's going to kill you.
Because there's this trend on this social media platform in China where you compete against other influencers in one-on-one drinking battles to earn gifts from fans in a short period of time. He lost, and so he had to down these bottles, apparently seven in one session. He was found dead. 12 hours later.
No surprise there.
So his mate came to his apartment, found him dead. And it's not the first time a Chinese influencer on the platform has killed themselves doing something stupid. So one guy in 2021 who became popular for eating excessive amounts of food during live streams, he died.
What was he eating?
Eating challenges, just like stuffing his face. And he died. And his agent said he died after long hours of high-intensity work. And then another dude who was known for drinking alcohol and cooking oil during his live streams also died after an online broadcast.
People have got too much time on their hands if they're doing this sort of stuff. Come on.
And for what? And for a bit of fame? For money?
Yeah, like social media? I suppose in China with so many people, you've got to do something to stand out.
Yeah.
I don't know if drinking seven bottles of spirits is the way to go.
No, not at all. And that's your news from the West Australian for Tuesday, May 23. And don't forget to subscribe to The West Live on your favourite podcast player. Matty, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Catch you tomorrow, mate.
You've been listening to The West Live with Matt Tinney and Ben O'Shea.